Chapter 11. One door closes and another opens wide. 10 days later, as I was driving home from work, I was listening to the local radio station. During a break in the songs, the announcer said World Vision was looking for nurses and doctors willing to go to Thailand to assist with the refugee crisis which was unfolding on the Thailand-Cambodian border. Thousands of Cambodian refugees were flooding across the border into Thailand to escape the brutal regime of the leader Pol Pot and his merciless supporters. This regime had been in power for some years, and stories of hundreds of thousands of people being slaughtered and the growing humanitarian crisis occurring there had finally caught the world's attention. Governments and non-government organizations, aid agencies, were now responding. As I listened, I wondered if maybe this was what God had in his plans for me. I drove home, but I kept thinking about this call overnight, praying and hardly sleeping. The next day I rang the World Vision office in Auckland, explained who I was, and they arranged an appointment for me to come and see them. I went to the office where they interviewed me, along with some other nurses, midwives and doctors. In the end, several of us were chosen to go. A few weeks earlier, one door had closed, but now another door had opened, and I would soon be on my way. This was to be the beginning of my nursing and midwifery journey, which would last nearly 21 years in many countries all over the world. My parents were wonderfully supportive of my going and drove up from their home to see me fly out to Thailand, along with other members of the first New Zealand World Vision medical team. My parents knew this was something I had always felt called to do, and they gave me their blessing, if a little apprehensively. With the blessing of my church, the prayer support of friends, and the somewhat concerned support of my parents, I headed off. I was on my way. God's call on my life, given to me so many years ago, was finally being fulfilled.